respect to fallen officers. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden taking part in a ceremony honoring the police officers across the country who have died on duty.
According to the Fraternal Order of Police, 563 officers died in the line of duty last year. The names of each one were read at this 41st memorial ceremony. In his remarks, President Biden said he knows that for the families gathered, their loss is magnified, but it showed their commitment.
Being a police officer is not just what they did, it's who they were.
The president added that policing is different than in the past, with officers expected to be counselors and social workers while protecting, making every officer's job a lot harder. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A retired police officer is among the 10 killed yesterday in a shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. Authorities say they're pursuing the case as a hate crime. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
This individual came here with the expressed purpose of taking as many black lives as he possibly could.
Three other people were injured in the attack. Police allege the 18-year-old suspect, who has been arraigned on first-degree murder charges, posted a lengthy racist manifesto on social media before the attack. Milwaukee police investigating three separate overnight shootings in which a 17-year-old boy and two men in their 20s died. The shootings followed a Friday night of violence in which 21 people were shot and wounded in three other attacks in downtown Milwaukee. Finland announced that it will seek NATO membership, while Sweden's governing party also endorsed the idea of applying to join the alliance. Russian President Putin has cited NATO's post-Cold War expansion and the prospect of Ukraine joining the alliance among the reasons for his invasion. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tuesday is primary day in several states, including Oregon, Kentucky, and Idaho, but much of the focus will be on Pennsylvania. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Former President Trump endorsed in the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary in mid-April.
And you're going to send Dr. Oz to fight for you in the U.S. Senate?
Some conservatives didn't like the pick, though, and polling shows a tight race among Oz, Dave McCormick, and, as of last week, Kathy Barnett. The seat is open as Republican Senator Pat Toomey retires, and Democrats see an opening, with Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman described as more progressive than his rivals, likely winning the Democratic contest. In the increasingly swing state of North Carolina, Trump has backed Congressman Ted Budd in the Senate primary, as some polling shows his rival, former Governor Pat McCrory, would lose to the leading Democratic candidate, Sherry Beasley. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A musical victory gives a platform to an impassioned plea for Ukraine.
Ukrainian band Kalush Orchestra won the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend. It was a clear show of support for the war-ravaged nation. The six-man band mixes traditional folk melodies and contemporary hip-hop in purposeful defense of Ukrainian culture. It was the sentimental and bookmakers' favorite to win among the 25 bands and performers competing in the grand finale. The public vote from home, securing the Ukrainian victory. The band's frontman taking advantage of the enormous global audience to make an impassioned plea to free the fighters still trapped beneath a sprawling steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. Anne Carrick, Fox News.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness remain tops at the box office in its second weekend in theaters. Studio estimates show the film earned an additional $61 million from North American theaters, but that was a 67% drop from its opening weekend. Spider-Man No Way Home slid 68% in its second week. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.